Now, there's another little incident that takes place that's rather important here. We see in verse 21, in those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those who kept the door, were angry, and they sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther informed the king of it in Mordecai's name. When inquiry was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Now, this is quite an interesting incident. This man Mordecai was sitting at the gate. The crowds were coming and going through the gates. There were two men that he heard talking. He heard them mention the name of the king. And he cupped his ears so he could hear. And they were talking about a plot to kill the king. And so Mordecai immediately got word to Esther. And Esther, sitting on the king's right side, why, she reached over and said to him, said, by the way, you sure didn't make a mistake making this man Mordecai the judge that you have. And look what he's done. He's already discovered two men that are in your employ that are plotting to put you to death. And so the king says, well, I'll get the Secret Service investigating that immediately. And they investigated and they found out it is true. And so what happened? Why, they arrested these fellas, and they didn't have a long, drawn-out trial. Again, it spent taxpayers' money. The king just ordered them to be put to death, and they were executed summarily. But that discouraged any others from attempting to plot against the king. Of course, they were very uncivilized in that day, and they just didn't go in for lawlessness and pampering criminals. They executed them immediately. But the thing that's important for us is that was written down in the chronicles of the king, the log, as it were, the minutes, if you please, of the kingdom. But no mention was made of a reward to this man Mordecai because no recognition or reward was given to him. And I'm of the opinion that he probably turned that over in his mind several times. Well, I saved the king's life. And he could have at least have sent me a Boy Scout badge. He could have sent me a lifesaver button of some sort. Certainly, I would deserve that. Well, very candidly, the thing was passed by. And why? Well, all of these things are taking place. God is giving this to us to let us know that he's overruling this. God, by his providence, is directing all of this.